I'm inside North High School in Akron with school resource officer Kevin Evans in his office. He's rummaging in his desk drawers looking for something he confiscated from a student.
This is a Juul.
It's a brand of e-cigarette shaped like a USB flash drive. Juuls are advertised as a smoking cessation device for adults, but they contain about as much nicotine as a pack of 20 cigarettes, and they're getting in the hands of teenagers.
It's certainly easier to hide, certainly easier to use, and it's socially more accepted right now than cigarettes.
Accepted to the point where you see billboards that say, "Beat the addiction, vape." But in December of last year, the Surgeon General declared vaping a national epidemic for America's youth. High school students are vaping at an increasingly high rate and, in turn, getting addicted to nicotine.
Research is showing that youth who start this, it's a one-way street to not only long-term vaping addiction, but traditional tobacco use.
That's Corey Kendrick, Director of Population Health at Summit County Public Health. He says principals and superintendents across the county have identified this as a problem in their schools.
It's almost like a cool thing to do to show, hey, look, I'm vaping in class. There's techniques that are posted on how to do this in class, like, you know, blowing the vapor in your shirt and those sort of things.
I reached out on social media to find a student who's vaped, but no one wanted to talk. An 18-year-old family friend, Ashley Barnett, told me she tried vaping once when she was in the car with her friends.
I was just like, I don't know. They were like, it's not a big deal. It doesn't have nicotine in it. Like, it's fine. You can just do it once and then you don't have to do it ever again. And I was just like, okay.
Barnett says the vape was green apple flavored. While some vapor fluids are nicotine free, Corey Kendrick from Summit County Public Health says there is little government regulation on the devices, especially ones that are purchased online coming from overseas. The fluid, or juice, comes in many different flavors, which Kendrick suspects is one of the reasons vaping has become so popular among kids. That juice contains cancer-causing substances. North High School Resource Officer Kevin Evans says kids might not be informed of the health risks of these flavored e-cigarettes.
If you've ever been around somebody who's vaping and e-cigarettes, you get like that fruity kind of sweet smell. And I'm not sure kids understand the harmful effects of it.
While vaping is a problem for Officer Evans, he says there are bigger concerns in the district, particularly with illegal drugs. According to Kendrick's research at the County Health Department, vaping seems to be more prevalent in the suburbs.
You know, the schools that have a higher socioeconomic status, students can afford more. Juuls aren't cheap, whereas you can get a two-pack of Black and Mild Cigarellos for $1.
At Green High School, just south of Akron, Principal Cindy Brown has seen an increase in students vaping over the past 3 years. She says principals at similar schools are seeing the uptick as well.
One of the principals said that they've had 40 incidents this year so far. But it's, you know, a couple times a week that we're catching someone with a vape.
The 2018 National Youth Tobacco Survey found that high school student e-cigarette use increased 78% from 2017 to 2018. One way officials nationwide are trying to combat the vaping epidemic is through Tobacco 21, an initiative focused on raising the legal age to purchase tobacco from 18 to 21. In Summit County, 6 of the 33 municipalities have already passed this ordinance, including Akron and Green. But Green Principal Cindy Brown says kids can still find ways to vape. Some have told her adults have bought the devices for them. She's also seen other ways.
I think a lot of people get around that, doing it through some online purchases and buying loadable credit cards, you know, like a Visa gift card or something like that. And then the kids can use that to purchase them online.
Brown says the health classes at Green teach a whole unit on vaping in order to inform students of the health risks. Districts across the county have adopted stricter punishments for vaping in their codes of conduct. Kendrick says the county needs to take steps to inform both parents and kids about the dangers of vaping.
That's something we're going to have to look at as a community. How do we solve this issue, especially for those who are already addicted?
I'm Anna Huntsman, 89.7 WKSU.